Welcome to the latest podcast from Adept English, aimed at helping you to improve your understanding and fluency in spoken English. Listening to Adept English will help your understanding become automatic, just like when you hear your own language. For more information, visit our website at adeptenglish.com. Hi there, I'm Hilary, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. This is our Monday podcast, and if you listen regularly, you'll know that the aim of Adept English is to help you with your understanding of spoken English and to help you also with your fluency when you come to speak English. So listen to this podcast a number of times until you understand it all, and then repeat your listening a few more times so that the words and phrases stick in your head and you'll remember them. Now, we said that we would do discount codes for September, so this week is no different. If you use this week's discount code, you'll be able to get 25% off our courses. So that's either Course 1 or the 500 Words course. So if you want to be one of the 25 people to use our discount code and get 25% off, then this week's discount code is BANANAS156. That's BANANAS156. Well, that's a funny discount code, you might say, but if you listen to the rest of the podcast, you can find out why. So, in English, a phrase that you'll sometimes hear is that someone is having a meltdown. So a verb, to have a meltdown. So it might be, oh, my daughter was having a meltdown in the car on the way to school this morning. Or another example, my boss had a meltdown the other day and shouted at everybody in the department. So if someone has a meltdown, it means that they become so full of an emotion, so full of a feeling, that it's too much and they lose control of their emotions. And what emotions are they? Well, often having a meltdown is used when someone becomes upset or tearful. The daughter in the car, in the example I gave before, might be in tears, upset, crying over something she's worried about at school. But having a meltdown can also mean someone is angry. So the boss at work example above, where the boss gets so angry he ends up shouting at everyone. Well, that's an angry meltdown. So to have a meltdown means that you become so emotional you just can't keep it inside. And everyone around gets to see a display of your emotion. There's more emotion than you can control, in other words. An example which has been much discussed in the news recently was that of Serena Williams, the tennis player, who certainly could be said to have had a meltdown in the middle of her tennis match. Whatever the rights and wrongs of that situation, she lost control. Another phrase we might use, she lost her cool and she had a very public meltdown. There's been lots of criticism of Serena Williams since, partly because she's such a well-known figure, who you would expect to know better and to set an example. But it also doesn't help that she's not apologised for her meltdown. She's not said sorry since. It didn't make Serena Williams look very good. However, most of us have a meltdown at some point, but perhaps it's just a bit less public than that of Serena Williams. So where does the phrase come from? Well, the verb to melt refers to when a substance stops being solid and becomes a liquid. If you're eating an ice cream or an ice lolly and the sun is shining on it and it starts to run down your arm, we'll say it's melting. Snow melts when the weather gets warmer, so the verb to melt can be used in many contexts. The word meltdown, however, tends to be associated with nuclear meltdown. So think of the reactor at Chernobyl in 1986 or the accident at Fukushima in 2011. Both these are very serious incidents, of course, and the word meltdown is a non-technical word for what happened inside these nuclear reactors. Nuclear power was involved and the thing got out of control, so inevitably that's serious. And much more serious, of course, than someone losing their temper in the middle of a tennis match. But we're talking here about a person having a temporary meltdown, rather like a nuclear reactor. Fortunately, not so serious. Another phrase which you could use to refer to someone who is having a meltdown or who has lost their cool, well, you might hear people say, "She went bananas," or even, "She went bananas with him." I have no idea where this comes from or why we say someone goes bananas, a verb to go bananas. In case you're still wondering, yes, a banana is a yellow fruit. So to go bananas tends to mean that either the person gets very angry with someone else, maybe. So, for example, my mother went bananas with me when I spilt coffee all over her new sofa. Or the other time you'll hear it is to say, "I'll go bananas," when something is difficult to cope with. So an example of this might be, "I'd go bananas if I had to stay at home on my own for 5 days with no one to talk to." I looked online for news headlines which involved the phrase "to go bananas." All the ones to do with having a meltdown are about Serena Williams, of course. So these are the examples I found which made me smile. One newspaper headline was from the BBC, and it was, "Nottingham mum goes bananas over £930 Asda bill." This was a story about a woman from the city of Nottingham being charged £930 for a single banana when she bought her shopping online with the supermarket Asda. Another news headline was, "Donna the elephant goes bananas at Whipsnade Zoo." So these headlines show the phrase being used, but actually these news stories behind the headlines aren't actually about someone losing their cool, having a meltdown, or indeed going bananas. Instead, they're all news stories which involve bananas. But because "to go bananas" is a phrase which we all know and which might make us smile, this is what's used in the headline. In English, when we use words or phrases with a double meaning like this, it's called a pun. Newspaper headlines like to use puns all the time. It may be that the same thing happens in your language, or it may be that this is confusing when you're trying to learn English. So here are a couple more examples of these two phrases being used, just to help anchor them in your head. "I went bananas when I was leaving the car park and the barrier at the exit crashed down on the roof of my car." "That politician had a meltdown when he was on a TV programme and he left in the middle of an interview." "The audience went bananas whenever he appeared on stage." "The Great British Bake Off is on TV in the UK at the moment, and it's interesting to see which baker will have a meltdown next week." So, please try not to have a meltdown or go bananas, but do remember our discount code for this week is bananas156. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye.
That's the end of this podcast, but don't forget to visit our website and find other podcasts and transcripts, so the written version of everything that we release in PDF format, and lots of interesting articles on there. You can sign up for our free 7-day course, and if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.